Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chew, you can check me on this, but I believe Aaliyah, the only top 40 hit for Donny Iris, unfortunately.
Unfortunately. Several good songs from the man.
Yeah, but you only need one. Right?
That's it.
Cash to check.
Sure. How many top 40 hits have you had, kid?
Five.
Yep.
I wouldn't worry about Donnie. He runs a successful real estate business in the Pittsburgh area now.
Really?
Yes. And occasionally plays a gig here and there.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Don't tell me you know that. How do you know that?
We talked to him.
Oh. We did?
Yeah.
You're right. We went behind the earmuff.
Yeah. And he runs a very successful real estate business. Oh, he's a smart guy.
So what's you play a concert in the backyard, sells a house, and puts on a live show.
Yeah, he puts on the yellow suit and he goes and sells the house.
If he needs to close the deal, he holds that back.
Yeah.
And then if he can't get the if he can't get another 10 grand for the seller, he says, all right, I'll do a concert in the backyard for a barbecue. That reminds me. So last night I had a bro dinner.
Oh, nice.
And at the end of the evening, I got a text message from the Irish tenor that we had on the show yesterday, Paul Byram.
Yeah.
Who phenomenal.
Was just an extraordinary interview. And Paul said, hey, I'm out in the North End. Is there any chance that you're in Boston? I'd like to meet up. So I said, sure, come on over. And came over and had an end of the night drink with us. And during the course of the conversation, he informed me that he is best friends with a very talented Irish pop musician. And he said, would you like to have him on the show? Sure. I was just out with him a few days ago, and I said, absolutely. I said, we will go behind the ear moth with this individual. Oh. So this individual has had, I'm guessing, at least two top 40 hits, and one, they were both in the, one was in the 80s, and the other one was probably, I think it was maybe early 90s. But the second one, the early 90s one, I'm thinking may have been a number one top hit song here in the United States of America. So just so you know, he is going to set up a Behind the Ear Moth. It's probably going to have to be next week or something
intrigue.
Like that.
Okay.
But, do you have a... Don't reveal it. Solo, yes.
Am I going to know the words to the song?
Yes.
Oh, so it's something they played at Pufferbelly's in the early 90s?
Oh, hello. Hey, you know they had a pool there.
One of them, the second song is about a woman.
That narrows it down.
Well, and her and her choice of...
stop it. Well, you're way too obvious now.
Oh, well, yes. All right. I won't reveal it. Today's weather brought to you by the Recovery Centers of America at Westminster, and it is going to be sunny and 45 for a high today, and right now it is 30 here on the Leo MC Birmingham Parkway.
Well, that's where we are.
Recovery Centers of America, it's going to be that kind of day. Recovery Centers of America at Westminster provides high-quality, affordable treatment for drug and alcohol addiction. This new year, make it your resolution to take action and call Recovery Centers of America at 1-800-RECOVERY. Learn more about RCA online at recoverycentersofamerica.com. Coming up at 7:05, why there is an Instagram selfie crisis in a small town in California.
Oh, no.
So we will get to that breaking news And then, at speaking of food, at 7:20 this morning, today's Nation of Pussies report, why we must help the college student who is triggered by sauce. All right?
Yes. What?
Yes. Triggered.
I love it.
Triggered by sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be coming up at 7:20 on today's show. Now, speaking of sauce,
yes,
Danielle, you were telling me in the office this morning that we have apparently discovered the long-lost elixir of life, and apparently the long-lost elixir of everlasting life.
Yes.
And apparently it is available at Taco Bell.
That is correct. So a couple of weeks ago, we did the story about the guy in Oregon who survived in the snow for 5 days on Taco Bell hot sauce packets.
Yeah.
And now we head to Florida, Winter Haven, which is like halfway between Orlando and Tampa, if you don't know. There was a 77-year-old man and his wife leaving the Taco Bell there. This, I think, also is another reason you don't want to get old. The man put his car in drive instead of reverse when he was attempting to back out of the spot, and
yeah,
he crashed into the Taco Bell dining room.
Ouch.
The car wound up about 10 feet inside the restaurant. Now,
oh boy,
there was a guy who was sitting at the booth with his back to that window. He had just gotten up to get more sauce and was not sitting where he was previously when the car came crashing through and thus saving his life.
Oh. So Taco Bell hot sauce has inadvertently saved another life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. You want to have good luck, it sounds like you need to have Taco Bell hot sauce at the ready.
I'm going there today.
Yeah.
Again.
I love it there. Hey?
Shu, are you somebody who steals the packets of sauces and the sugar packets and the creamers? And
those are offered gratis.
They're offered
that is not stealing when they're out there and you can take as many as you'd like.
I like when you go to somebody's house and they're serving you coffee and then they serve it with the packet of sugar that has a restaurant logo on it.
Why are you judging?
Because they took it from the...
It's called grab a handful, Hilda.
Yeah, that's frugal.
I mean, it's free.
That is frugal. it's free, but I think you're supposed to enjoy it in the comfort of their restaurant and one or two to a person, not 30 or 40 to a person.
I love the people that have the overflowing buckets of hotel soap, shampoo, and conditioner, but they never use them. They still go out and buy the regular size bottles of shampoo, like the Pantene.
Yeah.
But if you go under their the cabinet under the
extra,
sink.
Extra.
There's like a jillion of them down there.
Now, let me ask you this, Alexa.
Yes.
Do you steal the robe?
No. Because I have a robe, so.
They charge you the $100, but you're like, oof. Terry towel robe.
Right? Mm. Not too bad.
Hello.
Are you saying
love a robe?
So you're a guy who won't sleep on somebody's mattress, but you'll take a robe home from a hotel?
Oh,
that doesn't seem to make any sense.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Terry Towel Kid, dude. Dalai Lama.
That doesn't seem to make any sense.
Terry Towel. It's like Tim Apple.
It's like the softest cotton of all time.
Well, actually, we've learned that the... Giza cotton is the, according to Mike Lindell, Giza is the softest cotton of all time.
True.
Let's see here. This texter says that the best fast food sauce on the planet is the Arby's fast food sauce.
That is good.
I've never had the Arby's sauce.
Yeah. Very good.
And their horsey sauce.
The horsey sauce is excellent.
Yeah, that's good too.
Might have to do a best restaurant sauce bracket.
All
right, by the way, how are we doing on the creepiest song bracket that we're doing this week?
It should be up soon.
Okay.
There's a lot of creepy songs. I mean, in hindsight, there's a lot of creepy songs.
I have Benny Mardones for the win.
Of course. Oh, really?
The creepiest song bracket, but we're going to get to that at some point. Let's see. Here's a 508 text asking Danielle, why are you looking under rando sinks and discovering? Well, because she is.
That's what she does.
She's an investigator. When she has a one night stand, she has a full investigation that has to happen. In fact, she said to me regarding the Irish tenor, she said to me in the office this morning, she said, you know, his divorce was a big story over there in Ireland.
Oh, I said, my God, you that, didn't.
I said, did you do a little research on his what? On his marital status?
Yeah, oh, my bad. Sorry, I tried to do a little show prep on a guest that was coming show, into the studio.
It was afterwards that you did
no,
it.
No, it wasn't. It was one of the top things. Because it said he was married. And then when he came in, I'm like, oh, the ladies are going to love this guy. And then when he said at the end, he was like, oh, he's blah, blah, blah. You know, I did that once. I'll never do it again. I was like, oh, I guess he's not married anymore. So I looked it up. And I guess his
You're
ex.
Like, oh, I want to bang you.
I mean, he is a good looking guy, but no. I guess his.
Let's get married.
His ex-wife's father was a very prominent musician in Ireland. Uh-huh. So,
did he try to ban him from the country or something?
No, but I guess they had respected each other for a long time, and then he started dating the daughter, and they got married, and then when they broke up, it was very difficult on everybody, and you know, whole big hubbub.
Obscure reference: the character portrayed by Andrew Dice Clay really likes Bradley Cooper. Until Bradley Cooper is hammered at the Grammys with Lady Gaga.
Oh, so sad.
In the sha-ha-ha-la-ha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Listen, that happens sometimes. The father-in-law is all in until he's not in anymore. In the sha-ha-ha-la-la-la-la-la. Here's a 315 text from a fellow female, Danielle, who says, I am the same. I immediately Googled the exquisite Irish tenor.
Yes.
And the first thing that came up was the wedding announcement.
See?
So there you go.
Yes. It's like, it's like, you know, the English tabloid, shock horror. Paul Byron and Dominique Coulter to divorce.
He said he got a lot of Instagram followers yesterday from the show, and they were all females.
Yeah,
so,
do you think? You know,
have fun in Boston.
Right?
All right. So we've learned so far, half an hour into the show, that if you'd like to find out what the elixir of long-lasting life is, it is the Taco Bell hot sauce. That is really important to note. In the meantime, here's a text that says, good Lord, Gregory, another Bradley Cooper reference. I wasn't too shocked yesterday when the Irish tenor stated that his dog's name was Bradley, and then you immediately brought up Bradley Cooper. The man is an extraordinary actor and a good-looking fellow, and I just wish the two of them would get together. I want the two of them. I want Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga to be forget. They look like soulmates from the outside.
You can just tell they're in love. Look at how they look at each other.
Oh, you can tell. You can tell.
I got sucked into The Hangover yesterday.
The what?
Well, finally.
Hangover.
When you scroll. Yeah. You know, I was scrolling through the TV.
Good stuff.
Sitting around A-hole's garage. Mm-hmm. Boom. Hangover.
Paging Dr. DB. Okay.
All right, let's get to the news, and the news this very first hour is brought to you by
LB's Hair Loss Doctors, Dr. Matthew Lopresti and Dr. Robert Leonard at 1-800-GET-HAIR. Change your lettuce, change your life. Brought to you also by Cantiani Insurance. Waiting in line at the registry is awful, and Cantiani Insurance goes for their clients every day for free. Want to save money? Call 508-791-2088 or go to Cantiani Agency.com for all insurance needs. Cantiani Insurance in Worcester or the East Douglas Insurance Agency in Douglas, great service and great prices. So authorities have called off the search for a Dracut man who was presumed to have gone missing after attempting to scale Mount Washington alone.
Oh no. This is scary.
The man's name is Parith Sue. He's 21 from Dracut. He had been listed as missing since Saturday, March 10th, Sunday, March 10th, and there were a few individuals who said they might have seen him hiking in various areas. They found his car at the Pinkham Notch Visitor Center this past Saturday, the 16th, and they set out. They had quite a few search teams going out. They had a whole plan to search above the tree line and whatnot, unfortunately, because of the weather and the conditions there, they have decided to suspend the search for right now because it's simply too treacherous.
Tough.
And they haven't found anything.
That's
so really, really sad news there.
This won't surprise anybody, but hiking, not an activity that I am enthusiastic about. I mean, I know a lot of people like to go hiking. I've never been able to get into
it's
it.
It's awesome.
You like
yeah,
it?
Oh, it's dog lovely. Loves it.
Yeah. Yeah, I go as much as I can. Yeah. Mount Wachusett, beautiful. You'll run on the street with cars driving by you, but you won't go hiking in the woods.
Well, see, when
less
I'm running,
of a chance you being eaten by a bear.
Well, the thing is, when I'm running on the street, I have Kobe Wobey with me, so I'm never afraid.
Don't you think Kobe loves to hike in the woods?
Well, yes, Kobe likes to hike in the woods. I don't want to put the effort forth to do that. That's the thing there. All right. Well, that's a sad story. What else is going on today, Danielle?
Well, the World War II Memorial in South Boston has been vandalized, and Mass State Police are investigating. They want to know who did it, when it happened. There was some kind of substance that was oily in nature that had been either poured or splashed onto the memorial in South Boston.
What is wrong with people?
I literally don't know.
I mean, I don't know what message you're trying to send and to whom when you do things like this.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a kid's thing.
You think
it's
so?
Like, yeah, it's like the cemeteries where they knock the gravestones over.
Yeah, just being hooligans. Yeah.
You know, bunch of... You know, drunk high schoolers.
I guess.
Did this happen over St. Patrick's Day?
Most likely.
Probably.
I bet there may have been a drop of alcohol involved.
Yeah. Just one.
Yeah.
But they were cleaning it up yesterday with a power washer to try to remove the substance from the memorial. Daniel McDevitt is a South Boston resident.
It is disgusting, you know, that that's how little they feel about the sacrifice that these men made. It's terrible.
It is.
Yeah.
Horrendous.
Yeah, it's awful.
Well, I hope they find out whoever did it and punish them appropriately.
Mm-hmm. Thousands in Japan are attending day one of the Penis Festival.
Oh,
very
whoa.
Exciting!
I normally that's what we call a WAAF radio station event, a penis festival, but that's not what you're talking about.
No,
okay,
it's not.
Right, okay,
it's kind of like if you picture one of the North End festivals when they, you know, they carry the little shrine through and everybody's attaching the yes,
not a giant.
Come on, yes.
They don't attach it to a giant. No.
Well, in this case, it's the same kind of thing, but they're marching a giant penis through the streets of the Aichi Prefecture in Japan.
If you were over there, would you try to climb it? I know you would.
That's for the Graham.
I know.
Guy.
Yeah, right.
For the Graham.
Yeah.
Is that the corkscrew? That's how you get to the top.
I think you'd need like a ring around the rosy with something like this size. But they have a lot of phallic themed foods. They have penis-shaped chocolates dipped in sprinkles, chocolate-dipped bananas, hot dogs, pancake sticks in the shape of penises.
Oh, that's great.
A lot of vanilla cream.
What else are they doing over there?
Visitors can pray to the various penis structures in hopes of having a child or meeting someone nice.
Wow. Now, is this a kind of a trip that Americans go on every year to attend the massive penis festival?
A package tour?
Maybe I shouldn't phrase it as the massive penis event. It should be like the penis event with massive attendance is probably the better.
Is
probably
Thank
is
you.
Probably,
oh.
the, is probably, that's interesting.
Oh, it's that light switch float that I'm really looking forward to. Those are my guys. What's up?
Hey!
Well, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, how many days? I mean, how long does it last for? 30 seconds? 45? 45 seconds? How long is it? Who cares?
Depends on how many people are involved.
All right. So the Penis Festival is underway in Japan.
Yes.
You can leave a Hill Mail voicemail message about that or any other topic.
Let's do a remote next year.
Yeah.
Sure. All right. What else? What else is in the news today?
The CEO of Warner Brothers is stepping down over allegations that he traded influence for sex with actresses.
Huh.
Kevin Sugihara, he's 54 years old. He's married. He's the chairman of Warner Brothers Entertainment. 6 years ago, he became the first person of Asian heritage to hold the position of CEO there. But there was a Hollywood Reporter story that came out earlier this month that indicated he allegedly had a relationship with a British actress named Charlotte Kirk, and that he may have used his influence to get her auditions.
Well, wait a minute. So they had a relationship?
Mm-hmm.
So it was a consensual relationship.
Yes.
But he's being let go because he favored her over other actresses for roles?
Correct.
Is that what's, okay.
Yes.
And I must look her up just for research purpose. What's her name? Charlotte?
Charlotte Kirk.
Charlotte Kirk.
Research. Yes.
Just for research.
Very lovely.
Yeah. Oh, she says this morning, according to this article, that she is deeply saddened that he is stepping down.
Of course.
And their relationship ended many years ago. The release of the story by The Hollywood Reporter has nothing to do with me.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I tried to prevent it.
Mm.
Whatever differences we may have had in the past were long since forgotten.
Oh, wait a second.
Here we go.
Wait a second. Do you think she really tried to prevent it or
Probably not?
I only wish him the best of success in his future endeavors.
Well,
by the way, I'm available for any roles that are coming up in any kind of Hollywood venture.
Now that people know my name.
Yep.
I'm not sure that I would believe Charlotte when it comes to what she is saying. But.
Charlotte's riding that wave to fame with a surf guitar track in the background.
All right. I'm going to try. There may be some of you who are interested in learning more about this story and checking out Charlotte Kirk. So I will... Maybe what I'll do is, where would I find the best photos of
her?
Here we go. I'm going to have to look for...
Your call is valuable to us.
Charlotte is also saying today that she would like to be judged by her on-screen work and not by her relationship with the CEO of Warner Brothers.
Of course.
Okay.
And all what is her on-screen work?
What was that?
It was the full nude in that one movie.
No. He would never. He'd make every other actress in the movie get nude.
Yes,
but
except
not
her.
Oh,
yeah.
No nude scenes.
No nude scenes for Charlotte. All right. So I'm going to share this on my Twitter feed, the actress we are currently discussing. To follow me on Twitter, it's GregHill107. And. To find out more about Charlotte Kirk, you could do so right now. And as long as I'm talking about social medias, I will give myself a plug for Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram as well, GregHill107, to give me the follow on Instagram. And to stay up to date with everything that is happening here on the show and with the Greg Hill Foundation. And just a quick plug also for tomorrow night. And the Greg Hill Foundation annual event to honor our beneficiaries and those of you who have donated to the foundation for the past year. It is our day's event in which we celebrate the amount of time that the foundation has been in existence. And we're doing it once again this year at the UMass Club in Boston. That's tomorrow night. Starts at 6. If you attend this event, not only are you making a donation to the foundation, but you also get great food and extraordinary adult beverages. I want to thank my friends at Tito's Vodka for sponsoring the foundation all year long and sponsoring this and other events. And you'll get to hear some incredibly inspiring speeches from our previous beneficiaries, and they will tell you how you have changed their lives with a simple donation. And they will, it's a tearjerker of a night. And we got a video that we play and silent auction. And who knows who you might run into. Last year, Bubs Edelman showed up out of the blue and completely avoided me for the whole entire night. But he was very nice with everybody else who was there with the selfies and all the rest of that stuff. So, That event is tomorrow night. I hope you'll join me. You can go to thegreghillfoundation.org to get your tickets. That's thegreghillfoundation.org. And our annual event is presented by Echo Store Technologies. And I want to thank John Dooley and Scott Drink and all of the very generous people over at Echo Store for sponsoring the event. This is a question on the text machine with regard to the app, not to our 107.3 frequency, but this 508 texter is asking if we will turn up the studio volume because the commercials are twice as loud as we are. That's got to be an app situation. I don't think it's an Amazon Echo situation. I did get a text earlier from Roger, who said that he was listening on the Amazon Echo and asked if I would say good morning. So good morning to Roger. And a reminder that you can kindly ask Alexa to turn to play WAAF, and you will turn your smart speaker into a radio. But I don't, we don't control the app volume, so you're gonna have to send some kind of a customer service email to WAAF WAAF.com to get the volume adjusted.
Send
on the
a
app.
Note.
Yes, yeah, write a letter.
A little feedback.
Based on a story that's in the news this morning, I wanted to ask a quick question, and that question is, what is the worst food-related injury that you have suffered? And the reason I'm asking is because there is a Texas woman in the news today who is suing Olive Garden over a food-related injury. So, real quick, on the text line, which is 97107, or on the Framingham Ford Studio line, what is the worst food-related injury that you have ever suffered? And, of course, it could be like accidentally jamming a toothpick into your tongue while eating a bacon-covered a bacon wrapped scallop. It could be burning your tongue on soup or some kind of a
hot bisque.
Hot tea, I guess.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Pizza. You take that first sip of a hot tea.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Here's a texter who recently cut their finger on a tortilla chip.
Oh,
and it's salty.
That sucks.
Here's a 774 texter who got ghost pepper sauce in the eyeball.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst.
That's why.
Gotta wash your hands.
Yeah, hot buffalo sauce in the eye.
The reason I ask is this woman is suing the Olive Garden in Fort Worth, Texas, because she was enjoying the stuffed mushroom appetizer when she claims it burned her throat.
Oh. Now, has this woman not eaten cooked food before? Does she not know how to do the
I don't know.
Test?
You know, what you do is when you eat something that's too hot and you're a chinner like I am, you have to make an instant decision about whether you grab a sip of a beverage and ruin the taste of that, the delicious taste of that bite in your mouth, in order to save the throat or the roof of your mouth, or do you just go with it and let the hot food slide down your esophagus into your stomach?
You don't do the old keeping it in your mouth. That way you don't sacrifice the food
and you swirl it around.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So this woman is seeking $200,000 to $1 million in damages.
Get out of here with that.
Over the hot stuffed mushrooms at the Olive Garden.
Are they going to have to put a label on the stuffed mushrooms now that say may be hot when served?
Yeah, but you know, the genius of the whole sue thing is you sue for $2 million, they throw you $25,000 and you're happy days.
The whole concept of the hot thing, no one listens to the server anyway. How many times have you either done it yourself or seen someone that has the server puts the plate down in front of you and says, be careful, that's excruciatingly hot. And the first thing the person does is touch it with one finger.
Yep.
Here's a text. My two-year-old recently jammed the broken, jagged corner of a Dorito directly into my eyeball.
Jeez.
Oh, my gosh. Well, look at this one. I got raw chicken juice in my eye, and my eye blew up. I had to go to the ER.
Oh,
God.
That's unbelievable.
Salmonella.
That sounds gross.
I was shaking a bottle of Parmesan cheese when the lid unexpectedly opened and all the cheese went into my eyes. I had to go to the hospital to get my eye flushed.
Oh, God.
I burned the roof of my mouth on spinach dip the other night. Oh, my goodness.
Is that not for nothing?
Yeah.
Great dip.
Yeah, I agree.
Spinach dip is a win-win.
Here's somebody who broke a tooth on a fork.
Yeah.
I mean, burning, you know, one of the things about pizza that everybody has experienced is needing to get it into your mouth immediately and burning the roof of your mouth on pizza. And then that lasts for a good 2 or 3 days afterwards.
But you keep eating, though.
Of course you do. Yeah.
Of course
it's
you
like,
do.
Oh, it hurts so bad. And then you just grab another slice. And...
Yeah, I'll just have 4 more slices.
Right.
Let's see. Here's a text that says this particular person burned their lip on a bagel bite. Probably had it in the microwave.
Sure.
That's probably a problem.
Yeah, you nuked it.
Yes. All right. Well, I'm not sure whether this woman is going to collect or not on burning her mouth on the steaming hot stuffed mushrooms at Olive Garden, but I'm a huge fan of stuffed mushrooms. That's a classic appetizer that is always relevant.
Agree.
Always relevant. And I like the crab stuffed mushrooms.
You do.
Agree. Yeah,
those are the go-to. But the stuffing, the bread stuffing or whatever, is a big important part of that. Less crab, more bread, more stuffing, and more cheese. Like, throw some cheese on the top of that, and then it's, All right. It is 6:57 coming up in just a couple of moments. Why there is an Instagram selfie crisis in a small town in California. This is going to be sign number 2,477 of the apocalypse, okay? Why a town has basically had to shut down over an Instagram selfie crisis. We'll get to that news in a little bit. At 7:20 this morning, science has determined the top 20 things that are stressing you millennials out. And we will.
I can't wait for this.
We will go over.
I don't have enough money.
We will go over that list at 7:20. And also, we will get to today's Nation of Pussies report at 7:20 and find out why we must help the college student who is triggered by sauce. So that is coming up at 7:20 here at WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 right here in Boston.
And now, LB.
What was that?
Whoa, whoa, I said with all due respect.
That doesn't mean you get to say whatever you want to say to me.
Sure as heck does.
No, it doesn't mean that.
It's in the Geneva Convention. Look it up.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
Love it. It's brought to you by my hair loss doctors, Dr. Matthew Lopresti, Dr. Robert Lender. Call 1-800-GET-HAIR. Change your lettuce. Change your life.
Harris will dribble out the clock, and the Nuggets will get a win here in Boston tonight. It's been a long time since they have won. They clinch a playoff spot for the first time in quite a while.
Yeah, that was a tough one last night. The C's and the Nuggets banged it out at the Garden. Boom, C's lose 114-105. Kyrie hit for 30, but it wasn't good enough. Celtics Sixers tomorrow night down in Philly. The B's have the Isles in the first of four on the road tonight. That is, I think it's a 7:30 puck drop. B's ended the three-game skid versus Columbus Saturday in OT. They're second in the Atlantic Division right now, so the B's are all set. B's and Celts are playoff bound, so it's happy days. Red Sox lost 4-1 to the Twinkies. Nathan Eovaldi went 4 innings of 2-run ball. Actually had a tough first inning. Gave up the 2-run bomb, then went on to pitch a decent outing. Matt Barnes got banged up at the end late. Sox lose 4-1. Sox Blue Jays at JetBlue today at 1 o'clock. March Madness. Playing games. It's that time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.